Welcome, 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 everyone. So glad to have you here with me. This is the Ultimate Homeschool Community Podcast, and I'm your host, Tiffany Hernandez. Today, we are going to do a very special interview with my daughter, Ariana. She is going to be sharing some things about her homeschool journey, and we are going to ask her a few questions. So, welcome, Ariana.
Hi.
So, Ariana, what has been the best part about being homeschooled?
You get to go everywhere. You get to go places that you want. There's not much homework. It's actually kind of fun.
Awesome. Okay, so you were saying you get to go everywhere. Yes, we are on the road a lot. But what is everywhere to you? Can you share some of your experiences?
We got to go to the zoo. I got to have some nice play dates with my friends, going out to different places. I don't really remember anything else.
Okay, well, yes, we have been to the zoo, and I guess that one stuck out to you the most. We've been to several different zoos, and they've actually had some homeschool zoo days, which has been great. There's a lot of opportunities for homeschoolers to get discounts at different museums or play spaces, and so we ended up enjoying a day at the zoo. So what are some of the things that you've enjoyed being in homeschool co-op?
You get to play with your friends. The lessons are pretty fun and exciting. The activities are great. Yeah.
Okay, so you said you really enjoyed the activities and the lessons. Can you share like something about the lessons or activities that you liked the most? Like, what's your favorite part about having those different lessons or activities?
Sometimes for activities we do painting. I really like painting. I'm a really good artist. We did drawing lessons, and we did, like, for some lessons, I think we did some science and stuff, and it was really fun.
Okay, so yeah, where our homeschool co-op that we have right now is a nature-based science co-op, and can you share with everybody some of the fun science experiments that you have been able to do?
We did some science about some birds' beaks and stuff, and then we did some science with, I think it was leaves or something. And then we did something else. I forgot.
Our memories can be, you know, pretty interesting, right? When we have had so many different things to do, sometimes it's hard to remember it all, which is why we have our homeschool journal bundle. And you can write down all those experience reviews and have them so the children can look back at all the different things they learned. I will have that as a link in our show notes so you can go back and enjoy that freebie for your family. Yes, Ariana, we did do some leaves, and we have studied all different kinds of things: trees, birds, bugs, gardening, camping. This year we've expanded it, and we're now doing a fire safety lesson since Daddy is a firefighter. And we're going to be talking about fire safety in terms of how you can be safe, right? What are your thoughts on that? Did you enjoy the lesson we had?
Yeah, it was really fun. We watched my mom, she lit a tea light and put a cup over it, and then like the fire went away, which was pretty cool. And then we did some team projects.
Yes. Okay. So do you like doing team projects? What's the best way for projects to happen for you? What have you enjoyed the most?
As in projects, like, I like team projects with STEM things. I like things that are like electronics. I like Lego building as a project. Some other projects is like painting.
Yes. Okay. And we've gotten to do a lot of those things in our co-op, which Ariana has said before, she really has enjoyed the art. And that's one thing that has really been great within our homeschool, is that we've been able to tailor it to what each child likes. And Ariana has really been able to explore her artistic abilities. Can you share some things that you've been able to do at home being homeschooled, you have the ability to create and really express the artistic side. Can you share some of those artistic things that you've been able to do?
So we did some scrapbooking, we made some scrapbook pages. Me and my brother did some drawing contests, which is really fun. We also went to a friend's house and had some drawing contest, and then we did some painting, and we did some, my hot glue gun, I think, and then I don't remember what I made, but I made something with my hot glue gun.
Okay, so she might say that she doesn't remember, but she has created a lot with her hot glue gun. Can you share some of the things that you've been doing with that and some of the YouTube videos and things you've been watching to learn how to use and make projects?
I watch a channel called My Froggy Stuff, and she does a lot of Barbie stuff, DIY Barbie stuff, and I really like it, so I've been trying to do that with my 3D pen and my hot glue gun, and it's really fun.
What things have you made?
I made some 3D pen glasses, some 3D pen, I think a 3D pen bicycle, a 3D pen butterfly, and then I made a hot glue mermaid tail, and I made some hot glue little food things for my dolls.
Awesome. And so with that, you've been really able to explore some cool things that you may not have been able to do if you were in a public school setting, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and last but not least is, you know, being able to eat and take a break when you need it. What has been your thoughts with that?
Like, sometimes we ask Mom, hey, Mom, can we get, like, a 5-minute break to go outside and play for a few minutes? That way our hands can get a break. And she's like, yeah, sure. And then we come back, and then it's lunchtime, and we can make what we want and stuff. And, yeah.
And you like to explore and create in the kitchen, right? What are some things that you've made in the kitchen?
I've made some cakes. I've made cupcakes with my friends for my birthday. We made grandpa cake. We made some frosting. And yeah, I really like kitchen stuff.
So much so that she's dying to have a mini kitchen. But oh my goodness, those things. Yes. Well, we might have to include it in our homeschool supply list for next year. What do you think, Ariana?
That sounds great.
All right, everyone. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Ariana, about all things homeschool. I am going to have to interview you again since, you know, you're homeschool journey is just going to continue to have more vibrant experiences as we move on. It's always fun to take a minute to see what your kids think about their homeschool journey, and hopefully you can take some of those experiences and elaborate them a little bit if they have showed an interest in something. And that's really what homeschooling is all about, is taking what they're interested in and letting them explore those options. We'll see you all next time on the Ultimate Homeschool Community Podcast.